Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is February 4th, 2023. Gosh, it seems like it's been forever since we got a real good taste of how deep our bad government can go, right? Jeez. And how networked around the world this deep state is. It's like, wow, to think it's been 3 years. Well, it's been a little more than that, but, you know, when things started really ramping up. But, yeah. And so, anyway, I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation. We're a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations and injections of all kinds due to censorship, because it's been censored for a long time. I have many stories of that. That's why I started this association, actually, back in 1998. I started, you know, doing public meetings and then met our webmaster at a public meeting. But yeah, the library started censoring stuff, and I had it happen twice. They censored material that was being donated that's, you know, was credible, scholarly, you know, all of it. Anything critical to public health, that would be on the fluoride issue too, or anything, you know, that counters the narrative. So anyway, I want everyone, of course, on this network, I think they're pretty clear now, to make the only informed choice, which, of course, complete avoidance and refusal. And, you know, you need to act like your life depends on it. I mean, I, you know, during this whole thing, I noticed people that they didn't really get that their life depended on it. They really thought they could just detox from it. You know, they've lived this long, you know, without, you know, dealing with the shot stuff. None of their kids are vaccinated. But you know what? I could just detox from it. And I remember looking at one person's like, you don't even know anything about this. It's totally experimental. How do you even know you can detox from it? And, you know, now we know just how serious it is, where it's actually, you know, a transhumanist agenda, changing your biology, changing your genetics, your DNA. I mean, really, that's pretty serious to me. You know, whoa. But anyway, our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and our main website is vaclib.org. That's V-A-C-L-I-B.org, short for Vaccination Liberation. My business website is humbleweed.net. It's not tumbleweed, that's humbleweed, because weeds are herbs, and I'm an herbalist, so they're all the weeds that we generally think we could poison to have a nice lawn are generally therapeutic, and so they're humble weeds. So it's humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell high quality products to help people recover their health. And I've actually helped a lot of people recover their health. But you know, in fact, later I'm going to bring on my guest, Luca, but I wanted to cover some material first that I think is really important and breaking news. But I just want you to know I'm having him on because, you know, rather than just, you know, constantly push products that people can take that, yes, are very helpful, I always want to mention how important it is to get our minds together, you know, connect with our soul and get our minds together. We'll be led to exactly what our bodies need. So that's really number one. You know, when people ask me for all these little details, you know, like, well, how many ounces, how many, you know, it's like, oh, I wish you would tap into your intuition and have a sense of what your body needs, you know, without relying on me for, you know, all of that. I mean, I have a lot of information and I can guess, but I'm not in your body, you know. So, I mean, I have helped a lot of people, but it would be a lot better and faster recovery if they tapped into that intuitive side of themselves and tapped into their soul. So anyway, that's really very, very important to me. So I named the show Immunize Wisely based on that, which, you know, of course means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. Immunize, we need to reclaim that word. It does not mean to vaccinate, which obviously does not do anything but destroy your immune function. So I want to thank Mer Bailey for creating our chat room. She's always adding great content there. It's immunizewisely.chatango.com. And I will also be dropping some links that I discussed during this first half hour. And, of course, it's important to support this network. There's very, very few. I don't think there's really any. I think this is the only one, I'm quite frankly, that has such a free flow of speech and accepts callers regularly and has like this network, a family feel of a network with a variety of hosts and a variety of opinions, and where, you know, censorship just isn't even on the table, unless it's, you know, really worth censoring, you know, someone who's using, you know, F-bombs every other word, or, you know, things like that that are just untasteful, where you can't rebroadcast the station. But you know, for the most part, you know, I believe this is certainly a network worthy of support, and at least be a monthly supporter, or, you know, at least purchase some products. We do have, you know, hemp paste is half the price now that it used to be, and you can benefit RBN by going to hemppaste.com/RBN. They're trying to switch over. Right now it transfers from what it says in the commercial, but they're trying to switch that over. So that's hemppaste.com/RBN. Mine is the same, /humbleweed, but, you know, go ahead and, you know, support this network that way too. And it's actually also really good for cancer too. They sent us some great stories from people from last year that have been relying on that in their cancer recovery protocol, and they're completely in remission and they're pretty happy with the product. So you know, the news feed changes all the time on RBN. So if you want a quick recap, it's a great place to go. I actually also like the Liberty Beacon. Liberty Beacon, they have a lot of daily news that's posted there too, and they're, you know, part of our network. So between the two, you'll get a good dose of the news. I want to go ahead and mention things that are really important to me. I did post it earlier in the chat room. It was sent to me. Chris Skye, he's that activist in Canada. There is some extreme language in a couple of these videos, and I will post it in the chat. I'm not playing it on the air because of that. He showed how a relative of someone who died at the Travis Scott concert, you know, remember the sudden deaths and the jab that happened to be, I believe, the same day that John Stadtmiller passed. It was like right at the same time. Anyway, there were extreme efforts to cover up the link between the concert goers and the sudden deaths and the jab. So they had this one woman, I guess, that was kind of highlighted that she clearly died, and people were trying to, you know, find their family and stuff. And they basically got to the family, told the family they were going to pay him off, change their identity, move them. They did all of this stuff, gave them major amounts of hush money. And that's on there. It's only 2 minutes and 13 seconds. I thought, wow. And then there's a follow-through about the Damar Hamlin's family, how they were paid off too, that there's literally a vaccine death witness protection program. That if you, you know, if you're in the limelight at all and they see you die suddenly, they will change your identity. Well, we saw that with the nurse that was on TV in Tennessee. Gosh, I forget her name right now. Someone will tell me later. But anyway, how all of a sudden her death was covered up, and then they replaced her with someone that looked like her. Well, they did that with Damar Hamlin, too. Very bizarre stuff, for sure. So, to me, one of the most important stories that just happened is from February 2nd, Thailand to nullify contracts with Pfizer because the royal family's tragic incident that triggers this historic move. I mean, nullifying a contract, why? How can they do that? It's based on fraud. So there you go. This should trigger a tidal wave. But this happened, it's making history as it prepares to become the first country in the world to nullify its contracts with pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. This bold move comes after a tragedy involving the royal family and the Pfizer's COVID vaccines. We will see to it that Thailand is the first country in the world to declare this contract with Pfizer null and void, said a Thai government spokesperson in a recent meeting with Professor Sukharit Bhakti. Many people remember him from speaking out. He's a German doctor, but I believe he's from Thailand. The tragic incident that sparked the movement is when Princess Bajrakidit Jabha, oh my gosh, I'll just say the princess, a member of the Thai royal family, collapsed from a heart attack after receiving the COVID vaccine from Pfizer. This unfortunate incident has led the Thai government to work towards ending its relationship with Pfizer and seeking retribution in the form of billions of dollars. The discussion he cited having with the Thai government spokespeople in conjunction with their advisors to the Thai royal family is significant, writes Nicholas Creed for the Daily Bell. It's not the Daily Call or anything. It's the Daily Bell or Daily Mail. It's Daily B-E-L-L. The royal family holds great sway and influence in Thailand, and its decision is sure to receive support from the Thai people. So during this meeting with Thai government advisors, Bhakti explained how the entire premise behind Pfizer's COVID vaccines is built on lies and fraud. He emphasized that there is no safety data to support Pfizer's claims about the efficacy of their vaccines. So upon hearing Bhakti's evidence, the Thai government advisors were shocked and assured him that preparations were underway to sever their country's contracts with Pfizer. And now they're demanding, of course, retribution in the form of billions of dollars to compensate the Thai people who have suffered as a result of the COVID vaccine rollout. And so anyway, this will include CEO Albert Bourla, who may face asset seizure as a Thai government takes a stand against the pharmaceutical giant. This move serves as a reminder that fraud vitiates everything, and contract law is not supreme over common law. So there you go. It's time for the world to say enough is enough and join Thailand, oh my gosh, in their fight against Pfizer's fraudulent practices. So that was, to me, some of the more exciting news that happened this week. And then I want to remind people, I mean, I think this report that was in the Liberty Bank Beacon, it was a little bit ago, and I'm like, wow, this needs to be stated over and over again, because according to Dr. Adriana Love, she claims that the Slovakia report that she was using has all of a sudden disappeared from the internet now. I'm sure she has a copy of it. She could repost it. But the Slovakia report where the COVID tests contaminated with nanotech hydrogels and lithium, that was a huge thing when she released it in May 2021. So this is just from the Liberty Beacon. This showed that these tests that were released in the report, you know, this newly released report, are contaminated with nanotech hydrogels, lithium, and the lithium is used in the compound coating the nanobots, which are inserted into the hydrogels for ballistic delivery of biological agents. The lipid coating is used to trick and bypass your God-given immune system with the nanobots that contain a deadly gain-of-function spike protein. This lab-enhanced spike protein is a weaponized pathogen with a DNA payload that gets deposited directly into human cells. So nanotech hydrogels were created for this type of delivery of vaccines, and experts now agree these are self-replicating biological weapons, and many have called for the vax to be quarantined. We know that too. The so-called COVID test containing Big Pharma's unapproved medical experiment, she wrote about in detail at other hot links on her website. And each time you let them swab your nasopharyngeal cavity, you are subjecting yourself to this biological experiment without informed consent. And so it's clearly an act of terrorism. And they easily pass the blood-brain barrier and enter your brain. They're deliberately being contaminated, and we must get to the bottom of who's manufacturing these weapons of war. The human species is under biological attack. They're being lied to. The public's being lied to from the start to finish, and this is the greatest conspiracy of all time, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, she goes on and on there and goes into detail. I mean, there's some people that have actually been quite ill and damaged from this. I mean, it's designed to go right up to your brain. This is really, really serious. So I was always like, there's no way. I mean, there's absolutely no way. So I'm always shocked when people have, you know, for holding on to their job, they were forced to take these kind of tests. And I would have fought it all the way, because that is experimental. The whole thing, all of it was experimental. You know, earlier I had Peggy Hall on, and she details that quite clearly. You know, none of this is approved. It's all experimental. There is no informed consent. We know nothing about it, you know, and it's totally a violation of our liberties. So anyway, I wanted to mention a couple other things. Oh, I thought this was incredible, too. That was just the news. Feds adapting AI used to silence ISIS to combat American dissent on vaccines and elections. The federal government is working hand-in-hand with universities, private companies, and big tech, and is funneling millions of dollars in taxpayer money to fund an AI censorship program to be used on American citizens. Wow. And so, yeah, I have several other things, but there's films that are coming out now, too, that I think are worthy of mentioning. So some people like to, you know, especially if you're trying to wake someone and they're a couch potato and just like watching TV, maybe you can get them to watch some of these videos coming out. So hold on. You're listening to Immunize Wisely.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
There's several things I'd like to talk about. One thing is I'd love to see a poll on whether anything's going to come of the classified documents that have been found all over the place from Obama's reign and in Biden's hands. So all of this is, you know, pretty wild stuff that's going on out there. But, you know, after having Pat Shannon on, I mean, the FBI corruption is certainly been around for a long, long time, and they've, you know, shown just how evil they are over the years. I mean, all the agencies. So, you know, we really think that this FBI is going to actually do justice at some point. I mean, really? So every, you know, when you have a crime scene, generally the crime scene is sealed off, but all of a sudden somehow it gets out that there's classified documents at this house, or, you know, in this office, or, you know, one place after another, and yet all the protocol for a crime scene isn't followed, just like at 9/11. So, you know, you just, I mean, it's on and on. Crazy stuff we're living in. So, yeah, there's a lot more going on. I mean, for one, Biden does not have the nuclear codes. He does not have control of Cheyenne Mountain. He does not have control of the White House. Anyone that lives in Washington, D.C. can attest to that. So, you know, people that are observant anyway. So there's a lot more going on. That's all I can say. But, you know, we're talking about this balloon, you know, the Chinese balloon. And I was just really suspicious of the whole thing just because they're all of a sudden calling it a Chinese balloon. There's nothing that I could see that indicated it was necessarily from China. Maybe it's just coming from that direction or, you know, anyway. So we're all speculating here because whatever's on the mainstream generally isn't true. So most people know I follow Q the Storm Rider 777 on Telegram, and he said today, he said for 2 years he and several Patriot stations have been warning you of the EMP weapons to be in the U.S. and world to create havoc and chaos. We are now approaching 0 hour. These Chinese spy balloons are not spy recon operations like the mainstream news is reporting. The Chinese balloons are EMP weapons, and Biden regime and Obama and CCP allies are getting ready to assert EMP to take down the U.S. and South America grid and cause chaos. They are currently doing EMP test flights with the balloons and testing the EMP balloons. CCP, NATO, all the deep state, U.S. military regime, Rockefeller, Rothschilds, all those people are preparing to create a full war against China, World War. CCP wants its war so they can remove Z. They want Z gone. And this is so – it's because Z is not being controlled by the central bankers. So this is inside the deep state CCP operations. They want to blame Z for the war with the U.S. and oust him after all these events. The U.S. military was given orders not to shoot down the Chinese spy balloons. Not spy balloons. The Chinese already know where are all the U.S. missile silos that are using that we're using satellites for a year. The orders not to shoot down the Chinese balloon came from Biden, Obama, and their deep state military force. White hats knew these events were coming long ago and let them stage it. It's part of their plan. So the United States Space Force operations, that's the one, you know, Trump created, and the U.S. intelligence agency connected to military operations have long asserted that these events were going to happen. Cheyenne Mountain's Military Command Center is well aware of what's happening and letting the current U.S. captured operations take place. Everything is leading to military intervention and military tribunals. So, apparently it's going to get pretty ugly out there, you know, with the Ukraine war and other stuff happening soon. But after the break, we're gonna talk about how we can change a channel with our health.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. I just told Luke I actually wanted to mention a couple things before I introduce him. There's these films. So I mentioned these films, and somehow I went off because I wanted to mention, you know, another take on the whole balloon thing. You know, this guy's always proven to be accurate. In fact, there's more stuff that he posted today that was like, oh, that's interesting too. But that seemed to be more of an emergency to be aware of. So anyway, there are these films coming out, they're documentaries out of the UK. In fact, UK is really up in arms. I mean, all these families of victims of the shot and the children that have died, they are plastering their pictures all over hospitals, and they just keep doing vigils every day. They're letting everyone know. And it's really quite amazing, you know, just how much those people are connected and waking up in the middle of wintertime. And so they have a couple movies. One, the first one was done, is called A Good Death. And that was exposing euthanasia in NHS facilities across the UK, where people were being murdered by the system during the COVID pandemic. And her close friend, Joan By, is featured in this film, who had fought for 44 years to uncover the truth about her daughter, Eleanor, who was murdered by the state after being entered into a medical trial without consent. And so it says, this, please support this important film and share with anyone that would be in a position to help more people see this. And so I'm going to be posting that And then Playing God is her latest film. And it's same filmmaker, Jackie DeVoy. And she's her new film is investigating medical democide. Now, I thought that I hadn't heard democide. That's death by government protocol. And in British English, it's the killing of members of a country's civilian population as a result of government's policy, including by direct action, indifference, and neglect. So that's definitely what we're dealing with all over the world. So all people of all ages are being killed by government directive, and this medical democide will affect us all in one way or another, and together we can put an end to it. So anyway, those seem like worthy films. And then there's another one that's by the Vaccine Revealed people. So if people still think somehow vaccines are good after all this, you know, they need to see this. The scam of the COVID vaccine was just the tip of the iceberg. It's no secret that Big Pharma has a long history of questionable vaccine safety. Simply do a quick search and you'll see the long list of billion-dollar pharmaceutical lawsuits. Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson are near the top of this hall of shame. And so, anyway, there's all, yeah, it's bad, of course. We already know that, but, you know, it's, I just wanted to mention that. So, now we do have Luca in the wings. Now, Luca is one of our newer hosts. He has a show from 11 to 12 Central Time on Saturdays. And when I first, listened to him, you know, I was like, oh, we got the new host. And I was all excited, you know, because, I mean, just hearing a little bit of his story, it's like, oh, yeah, I want to connect with him. Well, he beat me to it. He called in last week. And I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity because people need to be inspired. You know, with the human spirit is strong. And the more we can connect with our intuition, our soul, you know, through prayer and meditation, meditation's listening to God. You've got to be able to turn around and get the answer to your prayers. You have to actually ask Holy Spirit, you know, for some guidance and to help your intuition grow. And, you know, these are really important things that Luca had that opportunity to do. And, he's still healing and seeing what his body can do after going through, you know, what I would consider near the brink of death. So without much further ado, I would like to welcome you to the show, Luca. I'm so glad to have you on as a guest.
Thank you so much. And you said it, there's nowhere to go but up when you're that close to death.
Right.
You're exactly right. And you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, you have a choice, right?
Right.
And I remember seeing it all my life. I.E., and everybody's going to go, oh, the eyes are going to roll back. Oh, I know one of those. Curtains drawn at 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm sick. I don't feel good. 4:30 in the afternoon with her nightgown on. Saying that she's sick, she probably got every single virus or every kind of anything that anybody's ever written or found out about, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the way she is. Creator God says, okay, here you go. What do I do? I'm saying, no, get me out of this hospital. I'm healing. I'm out of here. I'm going to walk again. It's all attitude. And we can start from that point, too, because I did think that I did see what I would call death if I didn't do anything. Yeah, what I do remember, the first thing after the operation, I remember waking up, seeing, and smelling. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, for all of you that have smelled blood before, smelling, it's like a field of boiling blood at sundown. That's what it was like. And the steam and everything. And a voice saying to me, if you don't wake up now, this is probably where you're heading. So why don't you just... And I remember at that time, right when I woke up, I was completely wrapped up in at least 6 or 7 blankets. I don't know if that's a tactic mm-hmm. for them to make you sweat and to make, you know, to make you really cut the fever or what it was. As soon as I took the covers off, I started to be fine. As soon as the covers came off, my temperature came down. I brought my own temperature down by judo and by meditation. There comes the nurse taking credit for it all. Oh, wonderful. Look what I did, You know, and it's all a matter of attitude, of intent.
Okay, Luca, why don't you start at the beginning? I mean, all of a sudden you're not feeling good or something. I mean, how do you even get diagnosed? I mean, let's start right at the beginning.
It was in 2015 when at first, things don't feel right. Your body fluids don't feel right and you don't feel right inside yourself. And that was when the cancer was getting really bad, the bladder cancer. And I tried to do something about it because I was in a state where it was legal and nothing ever worked. And I kind of put it in the back burner because I was having a lot of problems with my own relationships at the time as well. And fast forward to about November 2020 when I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I was peeing blood for about, 65% blood. Obviously not pure blood, but enough just to wow, in the sink, my knees embedded in the in the part of the sink in front, and this went on until I really realized what was happening. I had to literally encourage my body to shut down because I knew what was happening. I mean, I meditate a lot. And I knew that that's what, no chemo, no radiation, forget it. Don't get near me with a vaccine either, So it was going to be all natural or nothing. So I literally had to bring my body down. I was on Essiac tea, which a lot of you are familiar with, burdock root, Turkish rhubarb, slippery elm, sheep sorrel, coconut oil for my feet. I was really taking care of myself, but I was letting myself go down to the point where the nurse can't read the oxygen level in your blood. So she says, well, you can sit in a lazy boy or, you can die if you want. But you're going to die either in an hour, a day, or a week because your body cannot, your heart can't replenish the blood that you're peeing out. It's as simple as that. So I went to the hospital 5 transfusions later, and there's the doctor himself admitting to me, your body's too weak. Chemo and radiation would have killed you anyway. You're not a candidate for that anymore. And he kind of winks at me,
Wow.
They laugh about it, And you know that you're worth between $25,000 and about, I'd say $250,000 as soon as chemo radiation come up in the oncology office. And they're mad as hell. I went and did it on purpose. I went to the oncologist on purpose, even though I was not going to take the treatment. And he got all upset. He says, why did you come here? I said, because I wanted to see that we're still in the 17th century / rip open and big pharma pills. And I turned around and he was out the door. He almost slammed the door. And that was the end of that. So I'm living proof. And I really appreciate being on the show with you. I heard a few things earlier that I really loved. It's all about healing. It's all about your attitude. It really is. There's so many different levels of healing. And, you have to go right to the bottom. And I was so close to death, like there's no other way to go but up. You look down and you have 2 bags on you. One for rectal and one for urine. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I was okay with that. I'm still okay. I have my urine bag for life, but I got along with it. We're pretty good buddies, so we're okay. We get along. But I got stitched up and my intestines reconnected. Basically it was the bladder cancer that spread to the prostate, and the bladder started eating up the prostate like yeehaw, because they're donut, they're shaped together,
right?
And by the time you're peeing out blood clots, like vicious blood clots, that was the time to go to the hospital And sure enough, I was under, you know, the knife November 22nd or 21st or so, and I was back home around the 29th of November 2020.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure,
I want to ask what brand of SEIT, because I've seen a lot of garbage out there.
It has to have the seal. You know, get the seal. You can get it from Amazon. It's SEIT.
I know who grows all that stuff, and we don't sell on Amazon. We have a word of mouth, and we have clinics use ours because it works.
Yeah. The only reason why I'm going with Amazon was because it was so quick to get, and it is organically certified. So that in that case, I got it, and I still have some in the counter. If you want me to go get it on the next break,
No, I would like to actually compare yours with ours. You know, physically, sometime. You know, I would.
Yeah.
Ship, you know, because I'm just saying, I've seen a lot of garbage out there, and you know, all of our business is repeat business. And
see, this
like
is
I said, we have clinics, and we sell it to, like, for instance, in French Polynesia, you know, they're all screwed up. That whole all those islands there from all the nuclear tests they did, the French did, you know, and so they all have a tendency to have cancer. It's pretty epidemic there, and.
Right.
They all swear by the SAIT just to, because they know the chemotherapy and radiation is going to kill them. So there's there's a ton of people that get SAIT from us. So we actually got a distributor there, and he's
We'll do a show sometime on Bikini Island. No, I can tell you right now, 66 nuclear bombs were detonated in Bikini Island. Let's see if I can get the dates right. Between 1948 and 1956, I do believe, or it's the opposite. Anyway, those two dates. It's amazing, and it's equal to 1.5 Hiroshima bombs going off every day for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote from, I don't have his name in front of me. That would be, I'll find his name. Sometime, but you know, there's stuff that you do know by heart, but it's ridiculous. That's how much they care about life,
right?
They, you know, you want to. That's a good example. Marine life, you know. And then we talk about the whales beaching themselves. I spoke of that on my show.
Right.
In the spiritual moment, I spoke about that. What that means. You know?
Well, that's because the whales what do they call it, cetaceans. You know, but the dolphins and the whales, they say, are here to anchor, you know, spiritual energy onto this planet. And so all the dark energy, you know, people that are worship the other side, the Satan or whatever you want to say, they don't want that light energy sanctioned. So, you know, anchored.
It's really beautiful.
That's a huge – they're actually – very evolved beings, whales and dolphins. Extremely intelligent.
Really beautiful, because like every single one of the nations out of the 500 nations that there are, they have a different version of creation story or about this. But the one from the Mi'kmaq that I learned, it's similar to the one from the Hopi, and they say that when the elders, when the big animals sacrifice their life, it's a sign that a calamity is going to happen, that humans are not on the right path where they should be. Hello. You know, and they're not caring. We're not caring for one another. That's the big one.
Yeah, well, that was it was interesting in Avatar, all the parallels,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, right.
And Avatar, they just, you know, they had, of course, their own version of a whale, and how this whale was ostracized. It did something, you know, from the herd that wasn't liked. And the one boy, how he befriended this whale, and it was kind of forgotten. But it was that whale that saved all their lives.
I didn't see number two yet. I'm going
It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I thought so. I mean, you know, I watched it with my daughter on New Year's.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, being focused on my health the way I am, I'm really honored to be on a show like this. And you're the first person who really asks, besides Stephen Douglas Whitener. I mean, him and I have discussed that in length, not really on the air, but, you know, one-on-one about health and about what he could do and what everybody can do at home.
Mm-hmm. There's so much you can do on a regular basis. And, you know, just breathing through your nose and getting in a place where you're relaxed. I mean, you know, having, you know, going to the medical people and having them scare you to death, this is, I mean, this is what they do. That's what their whole profession is, to try to scare you into cut, burn, and poison. And, you know, just being able to have the wherewithal to resist that and say, no, I think there's another way. So I had, I talked about this guy's experience. Why am I spacing out his name? Oh, he's really famous.
Don't you hate that?
I know. Well, you know, he's kind of a famous guy, but he broke his back. I mean, he had a car that literally, you know, without brakes, just wiped him off his bike, and he went flying, and, you know, from the tip of his spine to the base, I mean, totally shattered. His whole spine's shattered. So, you know, he goes to, you know, several, four different, you know, experts, you know, professionals, specialists, and they all tell him he's going to have to wear one of those cages. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be like, he's going to be basically an invalid for the rest of his life. So he rejects that, and he goes home, and he realizes there's got to be a divine power in this universe. My soul is stronger than this. There's something, you know, I need to learn from this. So he wasn't healing like he was hoping to by week six, and he noticed all his thoughts were going where? How am I? What's going to happen to my practice? He was a chiropractor. What's going to go on with my practice? How am I going to pay my bills? I'm going to get, you know, not be able to afford to live here. I'll be out on the street, you know, on and on. And he had to catch those thoughts and totally change the channel. So he started disciplining his mind and directing his body to what he wanted to do. And 6 weeks later, he was back at the doctor showing that he was totally well.
Good. Yeah. Well, boy, they're upset with me. You know what? There's something called the silence room, for lack of a better word. I don't remember what the word is, but they have a room that they have invented where there's absolutely no sound. And humans apparently can't handle more than 1 hour in that room. And I found that really interesting, because that's exactly what saved me, this little guy right here, because I did a 4-day fast with the Mi'kmaq, and that's how, that was the beginning of my initiation in the tribe. You know, it's 4 days, no food, no water, and you're in the little tent by yourself, and nothing to write, nothing at all to read, no iPhone or anything. You're just there, you and the tent, and that's it. For 4 days, 4 nights, and you have a sweat lodge ceremony every day at the end of the day. It's very, very well organized with medics there and everything for people that need help. And it's a choice. You know, do you want to sacrifice as you're supposed to? This is how the elders were teaching for tens of thousands of years with the Inipi hut, they call it, one for women. One fire for women. The men and women don't talk. They don't associate. There's a fire and a sweat lodge for each. And your car's right there, right across the barrier. You can leave anytime you want. Once you leave, you can't go home. You can't come back. So I loved it. And it's kind of like when you're spiritual to begin with and you know it, you're going to be okay. And I loved it. I asked them, can we stay here for a fifth day? And they told me to get out. You know, come on, get out of here. You know,
wow.
I loved it that much. But it's prayer. And when you're comfortable like that with yourself and you can face your own demons, when it comes to healing, I mean, that was in 2008 that I did that. So you can imagine between then and when I got cancer, I was on a roll. I learned about, you know, natural law, and I spent the last 25 years in Canada with the Mi'kmaq on and off, you know. So I had a good beginning of a sense of how we've trashed them, and we're part of, you know, the bad element in society until we decide not to be a part of it anymore. And then we turn around and start exposing, like you're doing, like I'm doing. Stephen Douglas Whitener is doing it in his show. it's awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope that I feel really blessed because now I know that when I get better, now that I can walk, I'm doing my 4.15 mile record.
Mm-hmm.
I did that 2 days ago. So I can hear the applause track. Yay! You know? So, you know, and I'm going to be sitting behind a drum kit playing some of the stuff that I used to play before. I was one of the best drummers in Canada for, you know, up to 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Until, you know, stuff started going downhill, of course. So, you know, but
right,
this is probably going to come back next time I get behind a set of drums. We never know. So right now I'm on your show and we're talking about healing and we're trying to tell people that, yes, you can do it. And men are just as capable as women, as, you know, to really lock on to it's, I call it the matriarchal concept. But when you respect life, when you give a part of your dinner, you put it on a plate. Everything mm-hmm. you're eating, you get a little plate and you take a little bit of everything you're going to eat and you put it on the plate. Before you eat, you go outside with that plate, you say a prayer, you say thank you, and you leave it there. And the crows know where I'm at now. There's like 20 or 30 crows that come out once a day because they know where I'm going to be at. You know, mm-hmm. they know who you are. You were saying that earlier about animals. They're smarter than we are. If we were as smart as the animals were,
wow,
you know, there wouldn't be any wars. That's what I mean about right. matriarchy. It's incredible, you know. So once you plug into that, there's no end to it. And then you really, you remember what they used to say in the 1800s, you know, especially Tecumseh. He used to say that, you know, if you don't have any reason to give thanks when you wake up in the morning, whose fault is it?
Right. Well, you know, these animals are so dedicated to helping us. It's pretty amazing just, you know, how they're so loyal. And, I mean, if you treat them well, they will give back tenfold.
There you go.
They don't have all those negative things that, you know, greed and jealousy and fear and anger.
They don't lie. Did you know that?
They don't lie. They're just filled with love and compassion for you. It's amazing. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely. My guest is Luca.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.